when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
Nick Adkins at Nick is in PDX outside the Innovation Lab at Exponential Medicine in sunny San Diego. I'm here with my really good friend Rob Call, who is the founder and CEO at an awesome company called CloudDX, one of the super close finalists for the X Prize.
Qualcomm Tricorder X Prize.
Yeah. It's Star Trek is real. It's happening today. The Tricorder is a real thing. And so
Star Trek is real.
It is.
It's so true. Yeah, so we're really excited. We're very privileged to be part of the Tricorder X Prize competition. You know, the whole thing started in 2012. 330 teams from around the world applied to be part of it. Now, nearly 4 years later, it's down to five or six teams. The Tricorders have been invented. They're real. They work. They're in the hospital. They're being tested on patients today. Today, our Tricorder caught, we were testing it on one patient. We found that she had two diseases that her doctors didn't know about. It's astonishing when you watch what's actually happening. You know, our software can do things that are truly futuristic. When you actually cough into your phone with our software, it'll diagnose respiratory
disease. Wait, hold on. That's new. I haven't seen that one. So, cool.
So you cough into
The phone?
That's right. It's a feature in the Tricorder. You cough into the phone uploads the sound of that cough to the cloud, and then our algorithms analyze that sound, and it turns out that different respiratory diseases have very different sounds. So we can tell the difference between bronchitis.
Look, their minds are being blown just listening to what we're saying.
When you see it in action, it's like, that's the future right there. It's really, really cool. So, you know, there's so many things like that we're working on. And the truth is that the really gratifying part is that the community around us supports us. You know, the XPRIZE community and the exponential medicine community and the digital healthcare community, at show after show we go to, they're here, they're cheering us on, they're working with us, they're partnering with us, they want to distribute for us, we want to distribute for them. We all need to do this together. If we're going to get digital healthcare into the world as a mainstream way to take care of people, we have to work together, Nick.
Absolutely. And so you and I, we run into conferences all the time. You guys are always one of the favorites at every conference, and everybody's always talking about you. And I recently saw you up in Vancouver, BC, and you were telling me that you're actually in a film or something, or Star Trek, or what is that?
So the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., recently released a two-hour documentary that you can see on the Smithsonian Channel. It's called Building Star Trek, and it's a really great story. It's about two museums, the Smithsonian Museum itself and the EMP Museum in Seattle, Washington. So EMP right now has an absolutely amazing Star Trek exhibition celebrating the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. We're very privileged that we're one of the only, possibly the only, real-world artifact that is being exhibited in the museum as an example of real-world technology inspired by Star Trek. So Smithsonian went out and they wanted to measure, they wanted to actually follow real-life scientists who were developing tech based on Star Trek. And so they came and they interviewed us, and they did, I don't know, 20 minutes of this documentary on CloudDX and our Tricorder and Sonny Coley, Dr. Coley, who's our medical director. But there were other amazing tech in this movie, too. Turns out these scientists at NYU have invented a real tractor beam. Tractor beams are actually real. They have the crazy scientists at Google who've invented the universal translator. They have the crazy scientists who've invented the invisibility cloak like the Romulans had. So all of this is encapsulated in this incredible movie. And check it out, Smithsonian Channel, Building Star Trek.
That's so awesome. Rob, it's so good to see you every time. And I wish you the best on this. And I have no doubt that you're probably going to win. So
yeah, thank you so much. Right, I really appreciate it.
Good to see you, man.